Government has rejected claims that it used wrong data in its negotiations with the IMF. At a lecture at the Central University College, the NPP running mate Dr. Mahmoudu Bawumia stated that the data used by the government conflicts with other data. But Minister for Communications Dr. Edward Amanebuama says Dr. Bawumia is being disingenuous. Dr. Omanebuama also accused the NPP's running mate of using the right platform to deliver a wrong message. He said it is unfortunate that Dr. Bawumia used an academic platform for a partisan business. He spoke to Bubu Klinugu.
Dr. Bawumia chose the right platform to deliver what I will call the wrong message. If you listen to him carefully, in an academic environment such as Central University College, you do not use that platform for partisan propaganda. And this limits the value that can be placed on some of the submissions that he made. However, let us look at some of the issues he raised, which has to do with debt sustainability. The president and the finance minister have all spoken about the new debt management strategies that we are putting in place, which involves on-lending and opening of escrow accounts. Through the on-lending and the opening of escrow accounts, if government of Ghana guarantees a facility, for example, for Ghana Water Corporation, that facility must repay itself. And so the tariffs that will be collected, a portion of it will be paid into an escrow account. It is that revenue that will accrue through the escrow account that is used to service the debt. The next level has to do with, even if government has to borrow for infrastructure development, such as the Pong Water Expansion Project that was done, 40 million gallons, 7 Adenta, East Legon, West Legon, Hacho, and its environs, the Teshi Desalination Project, the ongoing Police Hospital Project, the ongoing Accra Ridge Hospital Project, the University of Ghana Teaching Hospital Project ongoing, the 500-bed military hospital project in Kumasi, which is also ongoing, the second phase of the Tamale Teaching Hospital project, which is also ongoing, the regional hospital in the Upper West region, specifically in Wa, which is also ongoing. If government is to take facilities to embark on any such project, the decision is that government will go for concessional financing. Those ones have lower interest rates and the terms are far more flexible.
About the debt management system that you say government has put in place, since when has this management system come to place and what has been the effect? Because when I listened to Dr. Bawumia, he said that even currently the interest that we on most of these loans even far outweigh the budget allocation to a combination of certain key ministries.
This debt management strategy began in the latter part of 2013. When he talks about the interest payments and the servicing of our indebtedness, what he doesn't say is that these loans that we are servicing date back all the way from the days of Kwame Nkrumah. And that what he doesn't also add is that even the 2007 Eurobond that the New Patriotic Party administration contracted will be finally retired in 2017. I can touch on the issues of how he crucified an academic lecture by not sourcing some of the tables and the figures that he used. And even when he tried to once again denigrate the Ghana Statistical Service, the way he did it was to go for Ministry of Food and Agriculture's supposed inflationary figures, and then he juxtaposed that to that of Ghana Statistical Service. When every credible analyst knows that the source of inflationary figures is the Ghana Statistical Service and no other institution, unfortunately, once again, he sought to play partisan politics, partisan propaganda with the Ghana Statistical Service.
On accusations that government is highly indebted to VRA, ECG and Nigerian Gas, Dr. Omanebuama says that calls for further scrutiny of the information put out by Dr. Bawumia.
How could the government have used wrong data, particularly when, if it had to do with inflationary figures, so the figures from the Ghana Statistical Service that you used? And I'm sure within the next few days, you will be hearing from the African Development Bank also, because there again, he didn't represent the whole truth.
So does it mean that the AFDB has not sanctioned Ghana for not being able to service its debt or its loans to the bank?
I will want you to wait for the AFDB within the next few days.
Again, Dr. Baumia raised a number of issues about investment that we've been making as a nation. According to him, investment as a percentage of GDP has been decreasing at the time that we are even getting more money where the expenditure should be going up. He attributed this to the fact that the loans and all this that we take, you use them to service our indebtedness.
Dr. Baumia there again engages in disingenuous accounting, and of course, it fits into the politics that he sought to play. When he did that calculation, capital investment divided by GDP under the MPP, capital investment divided by GDP under the NDC. One, he doesn't even tell us whether the GDP that he's using under the MPP was the old series or it is the new series. But assuming without admitting, what will not change has to do with the nominal GDP. You should cast your mind back. Under the previous administration, the MPP, which hospitals can they list to match this hospital infrastructure that we are building? And so even there, when you begin to compare project by project, you will get to know that this government has spent the taxpayers' money in a more judicious manner than the previous administration did. The next level is also about how we are also blocking the loopholes.
On the energy issue, Dr. Baumia raised some interesting points. His assertion was that the problem we're facing is more of a financial one rather than a technical one. His argument is that government is highly indebted to VRA to the tune of $1 billion, ECG to about $700 million, and then over $100 million to Nigerian gas. That is why we are not having flow of gas. Is that the real position?
The question to ask Dr. Baumia is he aware the Akosombo Dam is at a very low level? Is he aware the Bui Dam is at a very low level, and by so doing, is he aware that the Kung Dam is also at a low level? How much money, assuming government had all the money in this world, how much money can be used to fix that low level of water problem? So clearly, that has been dismissed. Coming to the thermal side, is he aware that His Excellency President John Dramani Mahama visited the Asokli thermal plant in Kung about a month ago when the bearing was destroyed? And at that time, the bearing was put out there for the president to inspect it. And the assurance was that the bearing was being brought from China by the private company. How much money, if you had, and you had all the gas, would be able to power a thermal plant that doesn't have the bearing in place?
But in any case, is government really owing these three institutions to that twin?
These are things that would have to be verified. VRA itself, as I told you, when you look at the debt and management strategies that we are putting in place, VRA itself is also indebted to government. And so for an economist of his caliber, if he's looking at indebtedness, he must perhaps be crossing it instead of just looking in one particular direction.
The MPP flag bearer has hinted that he may not hesitate to renegotiate the IMF deal when he becomes president in 2017. What do you have to say about this?
Nana Akufo-Addo will not be president in 2017.
Minister of Communications, Dr. Edward Omane Boamah.